It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Kang, I think I was going for insight. I think that's what I use the word interested instead of insight. I asked a question of Goff, and I'm like, yeah, why did I say interested there? I think I was looking to say provide insight into their ability to respond. And I said, are you interested in responding? I'm like, what? Of course they're interested in responding. But, and he's like, what do you mean? Which is cool because Jared's paying attention, but we'll play what his answer was.
Jared hangs up the phone every time he does the show with us, and it hangs up the phone and goes, what the hell are these guys talking about?
Probably.
Like, where is this?
Who are these dudes?
What?
I did get a dude.
You did get a dude. Yeah, I did like get a that, dude. Yeah. Well, we're young and hip.
I do want to play the answer to that question coming up here in a minute, because every team is different. But there are new parts, new coordinators, new D-line coach. Will this group be able to respond the way previous Detroit Lions teams have responded when they have been called out, when they've run into some adversity? Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to Matt in Westland here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
So here's my biggest issue, and I actually tried to call in yesterday to talk about this. My biggest issue actually isn't with the game Sunday. My biggest issue is that we're going into a season within the window where we need to win now, and our biggest question mark is literally the thing that makes our offense run. That's actually the biggest problem I have.
Why is the window, just out of curiosity,
yes,
why is the window right now?
Well, I think, and it's been discussed kind of at length, I think money's going to be an issue coming up. We've still got quite a few players to sign, and I think they're all players we really do want to keep here. But we haven't shored up the one thing that we need to make our offense run. And I'm not saying the
sky's falling. Okay, I was interested because, I have confidence, personally, that they have a pretty young core and that all of their movements – or maybe lack of movements that people want to see is because they're trying to keep this core together. And I think because of that, the window's going to be open for a while.
Yeah, the window is now, but it's been now. I mean, it was now last year and the year before. I mean, when this team got to the NFC Championship game, the window opened up. And I don't think it's closing anytime soon. Do you think it's closing?
Okay, I agree with the window was open last year and the year before. But we also went into those years with elite offensive lines.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess I don't disagree that the offensive line is a concern right now.
You get a future Hall of Famer retires on you, that's going to be something that has to be addressed.
I don't think the window's about to close.
Yeah, I think they're
totally angling to keep the window open for a long time. Maybe, and clearly in some people's minds, to a fault.
Well, and Matt, maybe I'm not arguing with you at all, actually. I think that this is something that I think Brad Holmes has made it a point that he wants to address when he's building a team. He wants to build it from the trenches. And when I made the comment about Frank Ragnow, that, okay, that has now there's a real sense of urgency that, okay, that guy just retired. We really have to step it up. We're going to have to maybe rethink what we're doing here. And going to the offseason, I imagine an offensive line is something they're going to be thinking about, whether it's, again, using a high draft pick on a player there or to sign somebody in free agency. That it's may not be the shiny thing, which is the edge rusher, but it may be the, you know, the meat and potatoes, which is the offensive line.
I really hope so. I feel like when you look at other teams around the league right now that we were competing with last year and the year before, those teams, I'm not going to say entered the season with no question marks, but those teams made additions to move forward towards the goal.
Well, I mean, I guess I think the Lions think, and I think every year there's a pool of about 6-7 teams that can win it all. And I think they are firmly in that pool. They went into this season firmly in that pool. I'm a little less confident after that game. That's okay. But I still would put them in that pool of players. I think one game would be an overreaction. It was an ugly, ugly game. And it fed into everybody's fears. But I think you're talking about a young interior offensive line that has a chance to get better without question and a great position coach. I think the defensive line has shown that they can create a pass rush without an elite guy opposite Aiden Hutchinson, and yet, you know, they had less to create a pass rush with last year from the edge spot, and then Aiden got hurt, and now they have more across from Aiden, and he's healthy, but they didn't do much in that first game. Got it. Wasn't a good game. But, you know, the whole idea that everybody else did something, the Lions did actually go up and get a top 10 free agent in DJ Reed. And so it wasn't, and it was a position that needed to get addressed. And they drafted two positions that needed to get addressed. It's fair that those positions take some time. I remember people trashing Aiden Hutchinson at the beginning of his career because he didn't have any sacks in the first couple of games. Like, I'm like, dude, rookies might take a minute here, and that's okay. You just got to make sure you don't absorb too many losses while they're getting there. 248-539-9797. All right, here was Jared's answer when I asked him the question about, hey, all teams are different. Does this team also have the resiliency to bounce back when they hit adversity the way previous Lions teams in this era have?
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
I want players who want to play. I don't want players who are oft injured. I want players who give a crap. And I really feel like, you know, since, you know, Thibodeau got here and Leon Rose got here, and I guess you could say World Wide West, that they've tried to bring in players who kind of mirrored that kind of thinking.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.